James. Chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect, spiritually mature, and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally, and does not rebuke. And it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. Because he who wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Do not let that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. But the rich, in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. Because the sun no sooner rises with its burning heat, than that it withers the grass, and its flower falls, and the grace of its form perishes. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. Because when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither does he tempt any man. But every man is tempted, when he is drawn away by his own lust, and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he fathered us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Therefore, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Because the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of evil, and receive with humility the ingrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. Because he sees himself, and goes his way, and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, and continues in it, he not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seems to be religious, and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world.